Welcome to the Ghost Basket. You're not allowed to live here no more.
Yeah, join me and my brother, what's his name, as we investigate this haunted house. Well, apparently, there's a haunted basket.
It's basically Beetlejuice, like Australian dog kid version of Beetlejuice.
Hi, I'm your first ghost investigator who doesn't think this is Beetlejuice. We can't say it a third time. Annie.
And I'm busting down goals to get to the point, Minty.
Oh no, I recounted. We did say it three times. And this is fun and tired, but oh my gosh, Beetlejuice is our third host. He's just gonna stand in the back.
I've watched both those movies and I don't like either of them.
So today we're going over Bluey, not Beetlejuice surprisingly. The Ghost Basket, which is the first episode to play in Australia and the US at the same time.
Really?
Yes.
It wasn't The Sign.
No, I mean you had to kind of get Ghost Basket in order to understand The Sign.
Yeah.
And then we're going to talk about the longest episode of Bluey ever.
The main movie-ish event.
So, Ghost Basket. On a scale of 1 to 10, how great is it?
I didn't care that much for Ghost Basket. I give it like a 6, 7 kind of score.
It's like an average Bluey episode, right?
Yeah, because it's like it's just them having fun as grannies.
Well, no. Hugo, the esteemed real estate agent, totally not bandit, is trying to sell this kid's house. I'm sorry, granny's house. Because they're going to get shacked off to the retirement home. And the kids want them out, which is a wild thing to see in a kids show.
But also very true. A very good snippet in what life has for them.
And the grannies are like, we don't want to move out. We're gonna guilt trip you. We're not gonna live long.
And Chili's like, wow, I really like the house. Get these grannies out of here.
Yeah, she did kick them out at the end, didn't she?
Just hunts them.
And Bandit's just like, well, I'm gonna let these kids live in a fantasy world where we don't sell the house just for one day. And the abrupt ending that no one saw coming was that the Healer house was put up for sale.
Which we should have known something was up because the show starts with everyone in the game already. So they usually show daily life and then like, let's play blank.
And then Bandit groaning, ugh, not real estate agents.
So this is like, oh, like this is probably the parents' idea.
What's sad is that even through this whole game, Mingle still didn't get it.
Oh my god, you're right. Maybe that's why she didn't get it.
Oh, because she didn't get kicked out in the game.
Yeah, like Hugo sold the house, but Rita gets to live in it.
Yeah, this whole episode is just a nice setup for The Sign. Now, contrary to popular belief that this 30-minute episode is like the series finale, this is just a hole in the water to see if we could get a Bluey movie. If kids can get off of TikTok for more than 30 seconds and watch something longer than 15 minutes. And I think the fact that this was rated 9.9 out of 10, I think kids are receptive.
Well, to be fair though, the writing of this episode is so good. There's a lot of callbacks, there's a lot of like finishing the loop, there's a lot of like, oh shit, like when you rewatch it again, it's even better.
Do you agree though that this is the best episode of Bluey? I mean, it's gotta be, right?
It has to be, just cause like I just stated, the writing is so good. Now, funniest? Maybe not. Hard to beat Facey Time. But definitely the best episode in which like it scores pretty much a 10 out of 10 in every category.
I mean, you gotta give 10 out of 10 for the episode that disproved that Bandit's dad went to the farm in the sky.
Yeah, they made an episode on that.
I mean, that way he kind of did it with Chili's mom.
Yeah, but she's already dead.
Yeah.
Different.
So, during the Christmas swim, we were confused because Rad and what's her name?
Frisky.
Frisky, my bad.
How could you not know?
Rad and Frisky was on their honeymoon? When did they get married? This episode teaches us when they got married. It was right now. Which, like, if you think about it, like, I guess they went on the honeymoon first because you can't say that this episode, The Sign, came before Christmas Swim because Socks is a little bit older in this episode.
Yeah, what is up with this?
Because before, Socks couldn't speak full sentences, but now she can.
Socks is so cute.
But then again, this is a kid's show. Let's not read too much into it. I do want to meet the kid that sounds like Socks, but
I wonder if honeymoons mean something different in Australia.
Maybe it just means vacation.
It could, like, for a couple.
Fun fact, there's this one dog who's like, my mom said that my guinea pig ran away, but it was gonna come back. He never did. And a bunch of people got mad. It's like, oh, he has two moms? Like, no, that's just an Australian endearment. You know, my mom said.
Yeah, unless he has two moms.
Unless he does.
And he has two lying parents.
Get on it, Bluey creators.
Which mom, if not both, are lying?
You know, okay, I know know one area that Bluey the Sign failed in, where they did an interview with the two voice actors, Bandit and Chili's, and they said this was really thrilling. There's pregnancies, there was car chases, there was mystery, there's drama. And then you have to remind yourself, oh, they say car chases, but this is a kid's show. There was like a car chase for, I want to say, a minute before Socks had to wee wee.
This is the OJ Simpson running away from the cops and him
What is wrong with you? He just died.
The white Bronco going at like, I don't know, 20 miles per hour running away from the cops.
So let's start off from the beginning. Bluey, sad as all can be, because this man, this evil, evil man that stopped her father from drawing cars, is now trying to get rid of their house.
And talks like a doofus.
That's right. Bucky, what's his name?
Duncan, maybe?
Donuts.
That runs on America.
And she's like, I don't want a better life. I want my house. Meanwhile, Bingo's taking it in strides that they're selling their house and moving cities.
Well, when she learned from Ghost Basket, is that it's okay to sell your house and still live in it. I really like the Bluey line when she says, I don't want a better life. Because it sounds weird at first, but it also kind of sounds like a message of gratitude. Like, she just likes where she is. She's just so content that it's just like, she doesn't need more. She doesn't need her dad to have more money. She just wants what she has.
Oh, watching this episode again, like watching every time the band is like, look, we gotta move, right, Chili? And Chili clearly doesn't want to move either.
But okay, that's the one thing that kind of confused me, because I mean, I get the idea of Chili not wanting to go because this is her home, her family, everything. But I'm like, okay, but didn't Bandit make this decision with your permission?
Well, you know.
Didn't you guys agree to do this?
You gotta make hard decisions, right? Like, I don't want to move, but maybe, like, if Bandit's gonna get paid twice the amount of money being the architect for, like, NASA on Mars, you know? Like, I guess I gotta move. You know, you can't say no to twice the amount of money.
And yet, somehow they find a way.
And, like, you know, like they said, it's a better life for the girls. You gotta put your girls' need in front of your own. Like, she doesn't want to move, but, like, what if the girls can go to, like, any college now?
I guess so, but that's only assuming that money can make you happy.
Which we learned at the end of the episode. It doesn't.
We'll see.
So Bluey goes to Calypso and is like, why do all stories have happy endings? And it's like, oh, because life is sad, Bluey. And then Winston dropped the bomb that his dad is lonely. Like, we weren't talking about that.
Well, to Lynette is just like I love it.
Yeah.
Because parents will always go like, oh, well, life's not fair and life's hard, so that's why I gotta be unfair and hard to you. And it's like, do you? So you want people to run away from you and life and everything and have nowhere to go? That's not what Calypso is very cute, just like, there's a place to go, whether it's fantasy or not.
That, kids, is called escapism, which is also an episode of Steven Universe.
You can also do it by marrying another single parent.
Oh, come on. So Calypso shows the story of the farmer because her kid will not stop crying. You ever been in a room full of crying kids?
I have not.
Terrible. And it's like based off a real Chinese story where like the farmer's like, well, a lot of good things happen, a lot of bad things happen. Kind of. Actually, think about it. I won't say it, but that's the philosophy in Dogen Rōpa Nagito.
Annie.
I'm just saying.
Let's stay on topic.
I'm just saying. And so at the end, Blue's like, I don't get it. Like, that means you're not going to sell the house, kid.
Oh, really? I'm going to tell my dad that. Man, I was like, I don't think that's what she said.
Right. No, it definitely was 100% what she said.
Verbatim, dad. I was like, how do you know that word?
You're 7. Looks back at like Lucky's dad. It's like, she's 7. I forget. She might be 8.
Verbatim.
And then we go to Rad and Frisky's wedding prep. Well, I needed to show Minty the scene where Socks was practicing to being a flower girl and kept running into the adult. And the adult, without even looking, just flipped her over.
She's so cute. Oh my god, Socks.
And thus began the first butterfly effect. Well, Stripe, the man we know who cannot shut up, reveals that Rad wants Frisky to move out west for his oil rigging job.
It is weird how Stripe is just like not on the same page as everyone else.
And you love him for that.
Muffin got grounded for it.
It's so funny because when you see the disaster that is Muffin and the disaster that is Stripe, like, okay.
No, we get it now.
Real fast, do you think it's weird that Muffin looks a lot like Stripe's dad?
Muffin looks like her mom.
And the dad.
Kind of.
Recessive genes.
More like she looks like her mom.
I wonder what dog the mom is.
I'm pretty sure she's a healer dog.
A gray healer.
They don't have much species, what do you call it? Mixed
mixed race babies.
Basically. You know what I mean? Like, only on, like, unless people are, like, getting married.
But Muffin, she notices that she keeps walking too fast because Bluey's not there to help her. So she finds Bluey. He's like, why aren't you at Flower Girl practice? And Bluey just shakes her head and says, these dogs with no eyes are gonna take my house from me.
How did they even see the house?
I bet they don't even see how great this house is or how sad I am because they have no eyes.
And with no eyes, they must also have no heart.
And Muffin, she's so smart for saying this. If you just take out the no selling sign, they can't buy the house.
Okay, I was wondering, does Muffin understand that if you sell the house, you can't live it anymore?
I think so, because she understood more than Bingo why Bluey would be sad.
Right? Like,
because here's the thing, my girl Muffin understands consumerism. She has the expensive cars, she has the expensive toys, you know.
She had to bargain with that man about that electric scooter.
That was a woman, but yes, an old pug woman.
Oh yeah. Either way.
And so the whole rest of the episode is these kids, they're gonna take this sign out. Just the reason why it's called a sign.
You kick my house.
And then Frisky, she's so nice, she comes to offer to take out the sign until Rad calls her. Rad. And it makes Frisky call off the wedding.
She wanna move out west and go oil rigging.
That's where all the money is. And oil fracking.
Annie, please.
I thought the reason why Chili had to bring the kids with her to look for Frisky was a stroke of genius.
The hilarity of, can we do that? It's like, why would you even have to ask? The answer is obviously no.
I love the fact that all the adults were singing Cat Squad.
I wish I had referenced that earlier somehow.
By watching all of Bluey, you would have gotten that reference.
By watching over 100 episodes of Bluey, you too can understand when a random man is gonna sing a random kid's theme song made up from a show that you've never seen called Cat Squad.
Actually, that actually is an episode where Bandit specifically says, ah, man, I can't get that opening out of my head. But I think it was cut out from America for censoring reasons. Like, something around that was, jank.
Interesting.
Which is weird that they had to censor a kid's show, but whatever. I think it's so funny Stripe and Bandit have to ask if it's okay to just cover the kid's mouth.
Because they're useless, useless brothers.
And no one explains how Chili can just stuff her tail inside Bluey's mouth.
So this is where, like, the really clever part of Bluey kind of comes in. The whole, like, continuing the theme of not knowing if something's gonna be good or bad. Where it's like, okay, Frisky running away. Bad. Bluey's sitting in the front seat. Good.
Oh, once she learns the term shotgun.
Oh my god. Those two will never stop saying shotgun. I wonder in Australia, when can you sit in the front seat?
Yeah, I don't know, because in America, you know, that's not gonna fly till age 12.
And I think that's a weight thing too. Like, if you're a certain weight, then you can sit in the front. Or at least sit without a booster seat.
Yeah. Then you get pulled over by the cop. Bad. Cops knows where Frisky is. Good.
Going to the coffee shop and they find a coin. Bad.
Well, no, that's good. They go to the juice shop, they don't find Frisky. Bad. But they find a coin. Good.
And get watermelon juice.
Watermelon juice.
Good.
Then they find... Oh, Muffin spills a drink. Bad.
Bad. Oh, the Bluey had a cup holder.
No. They find Frisky's car. Good. And Socks had to wee-wee. Bad. But then they get the butterfly into the car. Good.
Bad?
No, that's good. Muffins get scared of butterfly because the normal reaction to butterflies.
Annie, please, your propaganda is not helping anyone. I can't believe that your anti-butterfly message has come all the way down to the level of child purity, Bluey.
I can't believe they got the butterfly from one of the most mid-episodes of Bluey. We ranked that up low when we saw that.
What is that one? Is that called the slide?
It might as well be. Bug Inspector, I think it's called.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, Muffin freaking out. Bad.
Them finding the sign where Chili and Frisky clearly went to think, not drink.
What could they be drinking? Juice, of course.
Watermelon juice, specifically.
Watermelon juice.
Good. They go and find Frisky. Yay, we did it. Oh, gosh, she still doesn't want to get married. Bad. Oh, wait, the kids don't have to be in this adult conversation. Good.
It's so funny watching them in the background trying to get Muffin up to the top and then being like, I can't see. Why'd you just tell us? Oh my god, we need money! Bad.
But Bluey has a coin.
Good.
But the coin gets stuck because Muffin is not good.
Bad.
Someone pointed out, oh my gosh, Bluey and Bingus can lift up their cousin. They've been listening to Randy's advice. They've been practicing their core.
Oh my god.
Yeah, coin gets stuck. But Randy is saved. Good.
Because Rad does love Frisky.
And he decides to get a new job outside of oil fracking.
And now we get to see Rad and Frisky more, and we get to see another pregnant aunt problem.
I do want to say, Chili's sister, Brandy, coming pregnant, and I still don't get to see the spell. What's happening here?
Maybe she's doing it all by herself.
Well,
which will be an interesting episode on in vitro fertilization.
They did premature babies, so why not?
Did they?
Yeah, but Indy, she got a brother or some sister. She got a sister, and she's like, she was born too early. Can everyone help me raise my premature baby?
Oh, yeah. That wasn't very direct, though.
But Helix family still moving out after the wedding. Bad. The dogs with no eyes go to the telescope? Periscope? I don't know what you call it.
Oh, I forgot there's a term, periscope.
They find the periscope with the coin in it, and like, ooh, lucky us. We didn't have any quarters on us. And they find Winston's dad
has a pool.
They want that house.
It's for sale.
And that's the Helix family doesn't have to move. And just like Calypso said, everything worked out.
I think another thing that like I love about this episode, it's called The Sign, and it's kind of a weird thing to have, but then when you watch the show, it's like there's a literal like signs, right? The for sale sign, the lookout sign, but there's also like the figurative signs where nobody knows if what they're doing is right, and they're just, we're all looking for signs to tell us if we're doing the right or wrong thing, or if a sign of like, this is your second chance to do what's right. And it just makes it so cute, because I'm definitely one of those people who like feels like, oh my god, this is a sign for something. Like if I ever buy like the last of something, I feel like that's a sign to me that I made the right choice, that I'm like, I'm not losing out on this opportunity.
I for one think it's so poetic that the whole episode is these girls are trying to take out this sign, but you don't actually see the sign ever get taken out, and the only time you do get to see taken out is when Bandit takes it out at the end, because he saw that the house not being sold is a sign to not move.
That's cute.
Because even when for the wedding, you just see the sign put to the side, you know, you don't actually see them take it out.
Right, yeah. In fact, you just see it being put in again, so it's like, wow.
My favorite part of the episode was when Bingus realizes, oh my gosh, if we sell this house, I can't live in this anymore. And she goes cry, and Bluey comforts her. Like, do you want to hear a story about a farmer and a horse? Like, what's the horse name?
Midnight.
Okay.
I don't know if you know it, but when Calypso tells a story, the other kids also ask what's the horse's name.
And then Bluey took the name Midnight.
Midnight's a good name for a black horse, though. Like, for a black dog or a black cat, I would not name it Midnight. But for a horse, like, it sounds very elegant for a horse. Sounds weird for a dog or cat.
What's your favorite scene?
My favorite scene is when they're in the car and Rad calls. And Rad's like, have you seen Frisky? Like, no, she ran off. He's like, did she run off because you were gonna move her away from the city and her home? Like, yeah. Like, well, I don't blame her then. I'm like, it's so sassy. And it's because, you know, like they say sarcasm and sass is like the sign of intelligence. Like, that's what I'm getting from Bluey.
The smart egg.
Yeah, like she's like putting herself in someone else's place, or like trying to, you know, seeing someone else's mind and understanding why they feel the way they feel. And she's like, good, Frisky should run away. And so should I.
But yeah, I love the sign. It's just a love letter to Bluey fans, because there's so many references. Like, Chili doesn't want to move because she already expressed that she loves the house, because that's, you know, the house where Bluey...
The first steps?
Yeah.
Oh my god. The reference. Could you imagine if they had a flashback to that episode?
And like, they explain what happened to Bluey's grandpa, even though they didn't have to. Brandy got her happy ending. Winston's dad and the Terriers got their happy ending from that drugstore episode.
Ooh.
It moved fast. Like, they moved in fast.
Like, you're a mom of three and you moved fast when this single dad came along in the grocery store. Or whatever you call that kind of store.
I think he sells wieners.
What?
You know, in the episode where they had the tooth fairy money and the $5 was just going all over the marketplace?
Right.
I think he might have had a wiener.
Like, he was selling them?
No, you know what? He asked Winston to buy him a wiener dog.
Okay, because I'm saying, what kind of wiener dog business do you have when it gets you a pool and a hot mom of three kids?
So that's it for our episode. I don't think we're going to do an episode about surprise unless it's like the most mind-shattering episode.
Could you imagine if it was though? How long could we talk about Brandy being pregnant?
Goodbye.